So, Baruch Hashem, we went through some of the halachas of Mekach u'Memkar, buying and selling Einah, Einah's Dvarim, Genevah's Das. Those are all halachas under the general, you know, we learned it in this week's parsha. Leisoinu isha samisai, dinim chayshim mishpat. There's another area of halacha of chayshim mishpat, which is under the general term of Vasisa Yashar V'atoiv, which means that there may not be a momentous dika tviya on the person. You know, you can't have a tviya on the person for doing it. But it's not Yashar and Toiv. It's not the rotzen of the Torah that a person should do business this way. So we're going to get into that a little bit now in the sugya of Aniyam Hapech B'Charara. There's no loisase of aniyam hapech b'charara. Like we'll see what the case is exactly of what goes under that. There's no loisase, but the rishonim are pretty clear. The rishonim in kedushin b'basra are pretty clear that it's under the category of asisa yashar v'atoiv, and that's why the gemara is going to call it a rasha. And it's not the way that you're supposed to behave, but it's not necessarily a momentous dika tviya. We'll see. Even that is a shayla in the rishonim. If there's a moment, is there a tviya on it?
That's a
raisa. Yeah. The question is, how does it apply? Because I'll have to interpret it. Because if every guy's going to interpret it by himself, then it's, you know.
So it sounds like this.
Yeah. Like I said over Friday night, that some people, when they see the Mishnah, the Gemara that says, B'shvili nivra olam, that means, must be all the money in the world is for me too. So I'm allowed to take it. But Asisa Yashar V'atoiv is what this goes under. So this is a sugya in Kedushin and Tesamad Aleph, and we're going to read the Gemara inside because there's a lot of things in the Gemara and the Rashi and the Diyukim here that bring out the halacha. So Rav Gidol of Mahapich Bahi Ara. Rav Gidol was looking to buy a certain piece of property. Also Rav Abba went and bought it. Also Rav Gidol Kebli Rav Zera. So Rav Gidol went to complain to Rav Zera. What is this? Rav Abba comes under my nose, takes the property. Also Rav Zera v'kibble Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. And then Rav Zera went and complained to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha about it. Amalei. So he said, Hamtei Natchiala Etzlin L'Regel. Let's wait till Rav Abba shows up on the regal and we'll discuss it with him. Ki Solik, when Rav Abba showed up, Ashkechei, Amalei, Ani Mahapech B'Chararo Ba'achar V'Notlei Menu Mai. What's the din if an Ani is Mahapech B'Chararo? So literally, I guess what that means is as an Arashi says, Mechazer Acharel Liskeis Min HaHefker. That an ani has no food to eat, and he sees a piece of bread over there in the corner, or he sees an asher, he sees a balabais offering
free cookies
for you know, I have a box to get rid of. So zokter, if I have a box to get rid of it, you know, anyone come first serve. The ani, you see the ani's on his way there. Now you want to come and chop it away from him. So what's the halacha? You know, he didn't make a kinyan. He didn't make a kinyan in it, so he doesn't have a schus in it. So what's the problem? He was mahapich to try to get it. You know that he was trying to get it, and now you snuck in and tried to get it. What's the din? Amalei, nikra rasha? A person that does that is called a rasha. Ve'elamar, my time of it, hachi.
So why did you do it?
So why'd you do it? Amalei, lahavi yadana.
I didn't know
that he was trying to.
Well, because he's an ani, is that a component?
Oh, so is there a component that he's an ani or anyone that wants to do it? Let's say the person would be a rich person.
Yeah, because the there was no ani in this case, in the original case.
Very good. Okay, that's going to be discussed. Very good diak. Okay, that's a diak. Mr. Brass making the first diak over here. That the din is ani hamahapech. It sounds like it's not if it's an ani. But Rab Gidol was not an ani.
Right.
He was buying a piece of property.
They were both purchased.
Yeah, Rav Gidol was not an ani. I don't say he was an ani. What? So you're saying it's not a diak because ani? You're saying it's not a diak because an ani is just that's the derech. That's the example. But Rashi says nikra rasha. So Rashi she yored lichaye chaveray. The reason you're rasha is because you're affecting him.
He's starving.
It doesn't have to be.
They're gonna leave him starving. Okay, but the point is, it's dafka over here. Right. This case is dafka that the ani, maybe it'll be other applications, but according to Rashi, it's dafka that the ani wants to get it, and without this, he's not going to be able to eat.
Right.
So that's why you're a rasha.
Doesn't he not be able to eat it? So you're affecting his.
You're affecting his livelihood. I'm not saying you're pikuach nefesh. I'm saying.
Well, I'm trying to buy a piece of land. I'm a rich guy. I'm trying to buy a piece of land.
That's not going to affect your livelihood.
That's not going to affect your livelihood.
Necessarily.
I'm going to have $1 million.
Okay, so it's interesting. You're right. You must have to say something like that because what's the tzuch to tell otherwise?
Otherwise, there'll be no
comparison. But it is a good ha'ara.
Right.
So in the end, the Gemara wasn't clear what happened. He was he mechayv to give him. He said give it back to him. He didn't want to give it back. He didn't want to sell it back.
He wanted to give him a ton of.
Okay, so what about these diukim over here? Is it dafkan ani and what's the case? So Tosis, so Rashi says that we're talking about an ani which is running after hefker to get it, and it sounds like from Rashi the avla is because you're affecting his livelihood, you're affecting him, so you're not supposed to do it. Okay, it's nikra rasha. Now, the first thing that comes up from this Gemara is obviously somehow it applies to a sale situation. I'm looking to buy the property. And now you come in and you want to take it away from me. So are you allowed to go ahead and is buyer B allowed to go ahead and do this? Okay? Now, see, this sir, is where halacha is different than the legal system, because there's in halacha there's what we were marked him as asisa yashav atoiv. Even if you don't have legal, you know, it's nikra rasha. All of a sudden, what does nikra rasha mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says nikra rasha means that you're allowed to announce in public. This guy's a Rasha. Like we said, Mechusar Amana. Mechusar Amana means you're allowed to announce in public, don't do business with this guy. But this is even worse. Nikar Rasha, forget to do business with him. Don't do shidduch with him either. This guy's a Rasha.
He didn't do a Kenyan. He didn't do anything.
Okay. So
how much?
Exactly. That's what I'm just saying now, is that it's not a, there's no, it's not binding, you know, that's the whole point. It's a Sisa V'yashavato. You're not supposed to do it like this. Now, no, Maisa, we have, later on, he's called a Rasha. He wouldn't call the Rasha if he did.
Because he didn't even know that the guy wanted the bud.
Oh, so in this case, that's of course. That's what he said. That's the answer why he did it. But if you know it, then you're
so
a Rasha.
How come the seller isn't considered a Rasha? He knew who was interested and who wasn't.
He didn't know. He just saw somebody looking at him, he's going to buy.
Listen. Now, Lemaisa is very interesting in these packets here. If anyone has the bigger packets.
That we didn't get. Yeah.
So if anyone has these packets is where I have more. What's that? What's that? Where'd you get that from? Oh, that's from here. So, yeah. So after all the Gemara, there's a couple of Gemaras, Bava Basra, then there's a Ritva, then there's a Ramban.
Which one are you going to, Ramban?
It's the Ramban. Chidushi Ramban. So the Ramban,
okay,
the Ramban in the left-hand column, where it says Vishamanu Shedaitul Shor Beinu Tamza. Okay, it's underlined. What? Yeah, okay.
I underlined them all.
Okay, so I'll get it from the. So it says Vishamanu Shedaitul Shor Beinu Tamza. Loimar, this is a Ramban of Abbasra. So Ramban says that Rabbeinu Tam seems to be of the opinion, if you are called a Rasha, it's there on the back side of that page. Shenikra Rasha, based in Mechaivin Oisoi Lahachzir Hadomin. That it's not just called Rasha, but there's actually recourse in Bezdin. That Bezdin will go ahead and make you undo the sale. That's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. So in this case, if the second buyer would come in and buy it, since he's called Paskin, he's called a Rasha. So besides that you announce it in Shul, that the guy's called a Rasha, there is a legal ramification that you force him to sell it back. Mm-hmm. Now, V'loi Mestavra, the Ramban argues, because he says, the whole Gemara is Shver. Why did Rav Abba not want to give it back to Rav Gidl? Right. If the halacha is that Bezin makes you give it back, so why wouldn't he didn't want to? He has no choice. So, that's Ramban's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would say, is there a Rabbi Abba, if you learn the Gemara, what happened was that Rabbi Abba was willing to give back the karka, but he didn't want to get the money.
Right.
He wanted to give it as a matana. So Rav Gidl didn't want to take it as a matana, and that's why they got into this thing. But the ikar halacha, but I guess Ramban held that if the Bezdin goes ahead and undoes and reverses the money, and so there's no reason Rabbi Abba should have refused.
But Rabba sold it back to the seller.
What?
Rabba may have sold it back to the seller because he was mechuyev to. But at the end of the day, Rabba and Rav Gidl didn't have.
No, Rav Gidl was the seller.
He
didn't want to give back. He didn't want to sell back to Rav Gidl because it wasn't a good simon. So he decided to give it back to Rav Gidl as a matana. He'll lose the money. But that's the Ramban's kasha. Why didn't he want to do it? If the halacha is based in, you know, takes recourse and does the sale.
Sounds like the sale is valid.
Right.
Give back the money?
No, meaning you get back the money for the sale. You undo the sale. So
the
if you bought it, so you give back the item, and the other guy gives you back the money.
It's a mekach tos.
That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to give the mahapach the money, no?
Mm.
The item.
Yeah. What?
You're trying to get the mahapuf, the one who was trying to get the thing originally, you're trying to get him the money or the item, right?
Not the money, the item.
So what does giving the money back have to do? Giving the money back to the seller? What does the Ramban want?
He's saying that you undo the sale. I don't know exactly.
Yeah. And he
wants to reverse the sale.
He could go back and buy it.
That's what he was
saying. That was a bad sim.
That's yeah, that's
yeah,
how
he didn't want to do that.
Fine. That's the Ramban brings down a machlokes rishonim. Is there a choshen mishpat ramification in this, or is it just nikra rasha? Okay. Now, let's continue into the Tosfos now. So Tosfos says like this. Pirush bakuntres, demayri b'charora shel hefker. So Rashi has a chiddush here that even if you're running after Hefker, you're still not allowed to come in and beat him to it. Bekasha. So Tez asks two questions. Mahadis na mishnayim oiz and ras ametzia. If you find the metzia of a nafal oilea and you fell on it in a way that was not a formal kinyan, oishapirish talisa oilea ubachav enatla. So you obviously were running after it clearly.
Showed intent.
But you showed intent that you wanted it, but you didn't do a formal kinyan, and the other guy outsmarts you, makes a formal kinyan, harayu shaloi. So you see you're allowed to be koine. Pnei Yeshua asks on Tezis, what's the raya from there? Of course it's yours, you're just a rasha. So, okay. He says that Ikra is the next kash of Tezis. V'chein ha'ad dekamer hasam. Mishalikin miktas ha'peo, piris talisa elea, ma'avrim ma'isa himena. V'amai, aniyam ha'pech b'charu. Over there it's talking about aniyam. They're running after peya. They want to get paya.
And then they cover it instead of
And one guy takes it without making a formal kinyan. We take him off of it and we give it to the other guy. So that's clear that you're not a rasha for doing that.
Right, otherwise you wouldn't.
Otherwise we wouldn't go ahead and do that. So that's Tais Kasha. Can't be that by a matan you have this. So if Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the Isra de Mahapich, the Nakat Hocha, Leshaich Ela Davka, Kesheroitze Ha'ani Leharviach, Beschirs, he either wants to rent something, or Kesheroitze Liknas Dover Echad, Bechavera Makdim Vekoine, or he wants to do business and buy something.
Only purchase.
Davidoi Midder of Gidol, Umishamachi Kamadinik Arasha. Why? Here's the line. Kiloma mechazer alzois shetarach ba chavera yelech viyistaker b'makom acher. Avol ma'isacharar dehefke leke isser shem leizach b'zois leim tacher. So says Rabbi Natan that it depends. If it's a sale situation, you want to buy a piece of land, so why are you making business over here in my cheshbon? I already, you know, found the property. I already expressed intent to do it. I already, you know, in the process of buying it. Why do you have to go and do business on my cheshbon? Go do business somewhere else where you'll be able to find business somewhere else. Why do you have to come in over here and do the business? But, and buy this property, Dafka. Go do it somewhere else. You have money. You can go buy it somewhere else. But by Matana or Hefker, right? Someone's giving out something for free. Why don't you go get it somewhere else? This is the only time it's available. So therefore, I don't have to give it up. I don't have to give it up to let you have it. That's Rabbi Natam Shita. And the Rishonim add on that Rabbi Natam Shita is a famous member of Chazal, Chayecha Koidman. Like the Gemara says that if you have, if you're in the Midbar and you have enough water to keep yourself alive, but you're with a friend, and if you drink all the water, he's going to die. You don't have to give him the water, Rabbi Kiva says, because chayecha koidman.
Right.
You don't have to die to help your friend out, even though you should help your friend out, but not at the expense of your own life.
Right.
So to here, at the expense of me not getting it, I don't have to let him have it. So therefore, if there's no way for me to get it, except for this particular opportunity,
then I'm
allowed to take it. But if, by a mekach situation, where I have money, I can invest anywhere. I don't have to invest in this property, dafka. So mamela there, I have to let him have it, and it's a rush if I don't let him have it.
You just opened up a Pandora's box, because every deal is like, this deal is not available. A different one might be available, but this one's the one.
Okay, so obviously, Maisa, we said by Eina Nola Karkois, because everyone wants this specific karka. And we're talking about karka here. So obviously, even though Rabbi Abba could say, what do you mean, this property on that corner of whatever, it's only one of them.
No.
Fine, but there's another house in the neighborhood. You don't have to get that one.
But it's not the same.
Okay, yeah, but apparently.
North Arab Beach, where there isn't necessarily another house, whatever.
So if someone's not doing it to make money, someone's doing it to live in it, maybe that's different.
That's different.
We're talking about you want to make money. So go into it. Well, you don't have to do it over this, over here. There's plenty of other opportunities to make money.
So every time you can cut the line for free cookies, you can butt in?
What?
If people are online for free cookies, I can swoop in and butt
in. I don't know if that's not only mahapich. That's, yeah, that's something I'm saying.
Free meals, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're allowed to get it. You're allowed to get it in a way that even though he expressed interest first.
You can run faster than your friend to get to it, and it's not considered bad.
Think about it. You have homeless people in a soup line. You're allowed to cut the line to get a cup of soup.
If you're
first.
As homeless as they are, maybe yes.
According to Rabbi Natan.
No, okay, well,
I don't know.
I don't know you have to be as homeless as them.
Sure.
Now, The question is like this. Let's say we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if it's free right now, and this guy's an ani. I'm an usher, and I could get it, not for free, but I could get it. It's available for purchase elsewhere. You know, there's a couch. It's a nice free couch. It's the only free couch. Now, I could get the exact same couch. I just have to pay the $500 to get it. Now, I have the $500. So, on your usher, what about over there? Am I allowed to go get it for free? Or since it's available to me, technically, then I'm not allowed to take it for free. That's one shaila. Another shaila is, what if it's a good deal? Like you mentioned, what if it's a good deal? Does this go under Rabbeinu Tam? Right? Rabbeinu Tam says it's only if you could get it elsewhere. If you could get it elsewhere, then don't go do it here. Go do it in another place. Now, what happens if it's a matana? I'm allowed to try my hardest to get it. What if it's a particularly good deal? What if it's a particularly good deal? So what would Rabbeinu Tam say about such a scenario? So that's also Shaila and Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting because the same Ramban brings this down.
He was a tzaddik. He went to give it to you.
So the Torah is saying that he did something wrong.
Of course. It's calling him a Rasha for a reason.
Yeah, but I still don't see what he did wrong. I mean, the first guy just didn't. You could say that about anything, even not a piece of karka. If somebody expressed an interest in the last.
Okay, time. So what does it mean to express an interest? The SMAP points out that, or the Daki Moshe points out that this halacha could end up hurting the moicher, because if. I let the word out, you know, what's it called? I let out the feelers or whatever. Yeah. What's it called?
Send out the feelers.
Yeah, that you know, maybe I'm interested in selling. One guy comes up and offers me $250 for my house. Now, all of a sudden, no one else is allowed to come and offer me more, so now the moicher is going to lose.
Yeah.
If no one else is allowed to offer me money, so I have to take this deal if I don't want it?
Yeah.
No. Right? So where do you draw the line? So the documentation asks this. The Dakimosha says it doesn't make sense that you're going to make the Moicha lose out because of this halacha.
Even if they were paying more,
he's not allowed to offer.
Not offer more? No, because
go get somewhere else.
Not even an offer. He just said, I'm really interested.
What about really the second guy? The second guy is allowed to make an offer, he's not allowed to make an offer, right?
Sit down. You know what? Here.
Is that what happened?
Now you say that.
You're talking about when the Moicha didn't agree to the offer.
A lot of things are missing.
Nobody agreed to anything.
But in halacha, I think if somebody puts down.
So if you look in the last page of the Shulchan Aruch.
He has no responsibility to say yes. He has no chiyuv to say yes.
Okay, so look at the last page in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ramah. It's on page Resh Pei Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the second to last page in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the middle of the Ramah. Okay, so the Ramah says, where it says, V'chol zeh, it's like the fifth line from the bottom of the Ramah, right in the middle, basically, at the end of the line. It says, V'chol zeh, anyone see it? Okay, v'chol zeh loy mayri ella b'kishekvar pasku hadomim shebeinayim. That they already made a psikas domim, and they already basically went into contract. I mean, they already decided a price, and they already agreed to sell it at that price. It wasn't like he just expressed an interest.
That's different.
They already agreed.
A whole different story now. Yeah. That's not written in.
That's a nice piece of information.
Thank you very much.
V'chol zeh loy mayri.
Kind of a little critical to understanding it. Huh?
Yeah, okay, right, so that makes sense.
In the case of Rav Gidl, the leicher obviously isn't mufliyah to tell.
He said, "V'chol zeh lomer el b'shekvar right, because shekvar posku adam shebeinayim ve'ein mechusaran el ha'kinyan." He just didn't make a formal kinyan. Aval im mechusaran adayin ha'psika. But if they didn't even, you know, discuss the final price, we're in negotiations, but we didn't come to a final price. Shamoicha roitzeh b'kach v'akoyne roitzeh yoyser b'zoil. Right, and Maisa, the Moicha was never agreed to the koyne's offer. Mutolach the k'naisai beinim ha'moicha goy o Yisrael. And you're allowed to come in then at that point.
In other words, they didn't agree to the price.
You're still allowed to.
During negotiation, you're allowed to come in. Just after they've already agreed to sell it to him, once I've agreed to sell it to you, that's the point. But it's not just Tom.
That's what happened with the first guy. He
already agreed to sell it to him.
We never knew that until just now.
That's why he's elaborating so many things.
You're already in contract with somebody.
Not contract, but you decided to sell it to him.
It's verbal.
Verbal psychic dumming.
It's some sort of
it's an oral. Not binding. Not binding, though.
I had this when I bought my house. I called the guy, I gave him a
So how come the seller set brought to task?
He called up the other person who was looking at it and said, it's off the market. And the guy said, why? So he said, because someone offered me full price. He said, okay, I'll offer you full price also. So that...
Now it was a bidding war, you mean?
Well, not a bidding war. We both offer full price. So now the guy said, I don't know what to do. So
you go one, first.
There was someone who was saying, it's Ani Mahava Karara.
Yeah.
Because he offered a full price, but... My son, he never agreed to me. He never said, okay, I'm taking it. I gave him full price and said, okay, I'll think about it. And I called the other guy and says, you know, I'm taking this offer. But he never got back to me yet.
Right, so you know, if you would have agreed, now, even
so
if...
not agreed. A complete secret.
Right, so yeah. It wasn't...
But I'm saying, a complete secret does not mean contract. It means I've agreed to you, we've come to an agreement that I'm going to sell to you at this price. No one else is allowed to come in at that point to buy it, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now,
so why wasn't the seller brought to task for this? The seller knew that there was an interested party that already he had an agreement with. So why did he go ahead and sell it to the seller?
Because
the seller is not the one
doing the avla here.
Not obligated. The
seller is not the one that's doing the avlo over here.
The second guy didn't even know that there was
a... So the seller wants to back out totally.
Typically the buyer and the second guy wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Obligated to move out of them?
The second guy didn't know.
Shouldn't it be the seller's obligation to let him know? Or is he's like almost like...
Right, he's allowed to... I hear. Right, I hear. So why
it says here
in our market, the way it works by us, really, the only person that knows that there was an agreement is the seller. How am I supposed to know that
responsibility here?
I hear.
He's the one who he's really the Russia because he knew that the guy made an that he already had a deal on it.
Right, I hear.
And he didn't reveal that to the second guy.
Right, he's letting the mirshas come out. Okay.
Five mirshas, he'll know.
Right. And I mean, that's what happened. The Gemara
said that right away.
He doesn't know, he's not a mirshas. Once he finds out,
it's clear that even after you find out, the proper thing is to try to sell it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, Lamaisa, what's interesting is that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, does it have anything to do with, in other words, what's the aside of the problem? Why are you a rush over here? So it sounds like from Rabbeinu Tam, you're only a Rasha because it's like Midas Stoim. It's like Midas Stoim. Why do you have to do it on my Cheshbon? Go do it somewhere else. You need Dafka, this thing. You know, you could do it somewhere else. But it's Matana, Mavada Chayecha Koidman. He needs the food. The guy needs it. The fact that he needs it doesn't affect me. I'm allowed to get it also. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's more like a Midas Stoim. Like, you're not supposed to just do something for no particular reason to
bother somebody else.
You know, but according to Rashi, Rashi says was much more machmir. Rashi says even on Hefker means it's not Midas Stoim. I want it because I'm not going to get it otherwise. So Rashi, that's why maybe Rashi says it's Dafka by an Oni, whereas Yorid L'chai Chavera. Rashi throws that in. That your Yorid L'chai Chavera means that you're taking away his livelihood.
You mean I get another cook?
Because that's why, really, according to Rashi, it's more about him.
That's what it's
you're taking about. Away something from him. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not so much you're taking away from him. It's more that, why are you're doing something wrong by taking advantage of something that there's no reason to. It's Midas Doim. You could get the same thing somewhere else. But according to Rashi, apparently, it's because you're being Yorid L'chai Chavera, and it's an Ani, and you're not supposed to take away from him. Okay? Okay, so Taiz brings in another case, by the way, so the way we entitled this when we're starting is officially Sasaga's Gulen competition. Ani Mapech Bukhara is a little bit like the segue into that because what happens with competition is according to Rabbeinu Tam is where you start having this taina that I have a business and now you want to come in over here and take my customers. I'm kind of an Ani Mahapech when those customers are ready. And you're coming in and trying to take those customers from me, so now you start your business somewhere else. Don't do it over here. So that's where the segue into like competition comes in. So first we're going to try to get this klar, and then we're going to go into Hasagas Gvul and see how that plays out. But that's how it comes in. Now Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos asks... Now, there's a few things that do need beer. We're going to have to mivar over the next couple of weeks. Is according to Tais, is Ani Asher, like you said,
right.
And does it have to do with taking away his livelihood or not? But anyway, Tais asks the kasha, umiyu kasha, me'ahid deperek lo yachbor, deka amar hasam, marchikin min hadag, kamol aritza sadag. Now, the case is that you want to go fishing. A guy's going fishing, and he's a fisherman, and he sets out his net in this area. Now, the fish, generally, in this area, will all go to one net.
So if you're going to go put your fish or your net in that same area, you're going to get part of his fish. So the Gemara says you have to put your net only in a place which is basically the fish won't go from one net to the other. So you have to be marchik yourself further away. So frektosis, one second, according to Ben Tam, why are you not allowed to do that? According to Ben Tam, what's he doing? It's hefker. The fish are hefker. Right. He's trying to go, and he has his eye on that hefker. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to even take away hefker that someone else is trying to get. But according to Ben Tam, you could. So frektosis, akasha, according to Ben Tam, what's shot on that Gemara? Kasha's good?
Yeah.
Clear? I don't understand the question. L'chor, what are we talking about? It must be from Tosis clearly, that we're talking about a case that the guy would be able to go
could fish somewhere else, maybe.
Well, Mimar Shach, if he could fish somewhere else, right, that's his kasha. His kasha must be that he can fish somewhere else.
Yeah, come here. Come
if
here.
If he can't fish anywhere else,
then avada, he should. What? Then he has the right to compete.
Yeah. So maybe the case is talking about that he can't fish anywhere else.
That's the question. How it's set up.
So.
But
if there's nowhere else, so you're saying apparently, why are you doing it here? You could go ahead and do it somewhere else. You have the same time as Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Why are you doing it here?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it somewhere else.
If the fish were in the first net, it gets in the second net, that's okay.
No, so that's the answer. I don't understand. Yeah. So what's the kasha Rabbeinu Tam? It's telling you not to do it because Rabbeinu Tam says that by hefker there's no problem of ani mahapech. Because who says you're gonna get it somewhere else? So frektos, these fishermen, they could get it somewhere else? If they can get it somewhere else, so then it's like mecher. Just like by mecher. Right. Teretz were talking about that he can't get it anywhere else, and therefore, frektos, it's like hefker. It's like hefker, you can't get it anywhere else. So why are you forcing... It's the same status as hefker. It is hefker, but if you have a case of hefker, that I can get that same hefker somewhere else. It's the same as far as mecher. Right, that's my kasha. It's a case of hefker, but it's the same mechanics as mechira. What was the point of mechira in Rabbeinu Tam? Why are you buying it here? Go get it somewhere else. Now let's say I have a case that there's hefker here, there's free cookies available here, but there's also free cookies available there. So then why are you going to get these? You have the same time to go get these. Why have to, it's not a word of hefker, it's a word that you can get it somewhere else. Tosis' whole svara was that matana, it's not so, it doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, right.
So there's also, it sounds like from Tosis that we're talking about that he can't go fishing anywhere else. So frekta is a kasha, he can't go fishing anywhere else. Why can't you let him go fishing here? Now, according to that, if that's true, Tosis has a huge teretz then. Tosis says, V'nira, tahasam hainu taima, mipneshu yored le'um nasai. Zaktay is a huge yisoid, according to
this.
Is that you're taking away his parnasa.
Tais
agrees
that's
that if you're taking away his parnasa, you're not allowed to get involved. Even if you can't, according to the way I'm learning Tais, it means even if you can't get it somewhere else.
That sounds like
Rashi. So Tais agrees to Rashi that in a case where it's chayav, that even hefker, you're not going to be able to go.
So he's not a sports fisherman. He is a fish seller.
No, but maybe you have like Rav Eliezer was saying, is that when you're l'chayuv stuff, He Rav Gidol is not Yared L'Chiyusav.
He's not a Sunday fisherman.
Right?
This is
Mamish's Parnasa. Right.
This is
Mamish's Parnasa. So he's saying when it's Mamish's Parnasa,
yeah,
right? Then it's different. This what's his name? This free cookie is not his Parnasa.
Right.
But
it happens to be.
Rashi said he's going to help him, it'll be Gishmak. But Tais is saying when it's going to be taking away his Parnasa, then even if it's Hefker. Even if it's Hefker and Lachara, you can't do it anywhere else.
And he was
there's
there
nowhere
first.
Else for me to do this particular industry. I want to go fishing here. This is where Alaskan sea salmon is.
Yeah, the best.
So I can only go here. Right. Okay? So, okay, it doesn't make a difference. I'm here already. First and if you come here, you're going to take away my parnassus, Zaktaisis. Zaktaisis, you can't do it.
So we'll get to that.
I don't know, next week, a couple weeks.
But it could be they don't sell the same pizza. It's different, not the same pizza.
But no. Now we'll see. Okay, now what I would recommend, there's a lot here. There's Gemara, there's a few sugyas, Taisis brings in a few sugyas, there's a couple of Rishayim here, and Shulchan Aruch. So we're not.